Well, it's Bob Brown who's quit his job. From tomorrow, it'll be another member of the Greens living like they're on the dole. The Greens Senator Rachel Seward has committed herself to 1 week of living on the same amount as the Newstart allowance. As Eleanor Bell reports, some are dismissing the move as a political stunt.
Could you live on $235 a week? That's how much people who find themselves out of work have to depend on. It's called the Newstart Allowance, and it's meant to house, clothe and feed people while they look for work. Greens Senator Rachel Seward has a job, but she's about to do it tough.
As of tomorrow, I'm going to spend a week living on Newstart.
It means that from tomorrow, the Greens Senator will give up all her parliamentary entitlements for the week and live on $17 a day. That's the amount the Australian Council of Social Services says people on the dole have for daily living expenses after rent. Senator Seward.
Newstart is supposed to be helping people get a new start when they are unemployed. It in fact does nothing of the sort. It condemns people to live in poverty.
ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie's backing the Senator's campaign.
I think it will be an opportunity for the Senator to get a taste of what it would be like.
And while Senator Seward's budget will be restricted for just a week, that's not the experience of most Newstart recipients, 60% of whom will be on it for longer than 12 months. More than 20% will depend on the payment for 5 years.
We released research just last week which showed that 40% of people on this payment can't afford dental care and 25% are struggling to keep a roof over their head. So this is it's the lowest in the OECD. It hasn't been increased in real terms since 1994 under the Howard Keating era, and yet, as everybody knows, on the other hand, the cost of living has increased, particularly for people on these low fixed incomes.
As the government prepares to hand down a budget it describes as tough, the Greens are calling for a $50 a week increase to the Newstart allowance. That's about $7 a day.
We're trying to be realistic in terms of achieving at least some increment in the payment.
The Greens say the government can afford the $1.2 billion it would cost in the first year. They propose axing fossil fuel industry subsidies, expanding the tax on mining and maintaining the 30% tax rate for big business. But not everyone agrees. The conservative think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs, has rejected the idea. Its director of deregulation, Alan Moran, says it's just pie-in-the-sky thinking from the Greens.
Certainly you could raise the corporate tax by 1% or 2% or 50% if you wanted to. But all of those things have deleterious consequences in terms of the ability of the economy to produce things, to produce the very incomes which the government, which the Greens want to seize to redistribute.
And he doubts the Senator's commitment to living on the Newstart allowance.
Oh, I'm sure it's a political stunt, but nonetheless it's an interesting one.
ACOS head Cassandra Goldie says there's also an economic argument for increasing the allowance. She says the additional money would actually help people look for employment.
You can't afford to pay for public transport, you can't afford to clothe yourself, to be able to present well to an interview, and this is now a widely recognised problem in terms of workforce participation. We've got broad support for calling for an increase in this allowance. The Business Council of Australia, the Australian Industry Group, the Australian Council of Trade Unions, it's time to raise it properly.
If pre-budget spruiking is anything to go by, that's unlikely. Still, the government may yet be swayed by the Labor backbench, who in the first caucus meeting of the year urged the government to make lifting the dole a priority for 2012.
That report from Eleanor Bell.